Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, Pensacola's very own Austin Price in today.
Yeah.
Chris Bryan with you, too. I hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. The weather's kind of playing tricks on us today. We're getting these pop-up showers throughout the area. So, again, Austin, we're going to put it on his lap. Coming up in about 4 minutes, he'll have that five-day forecast and a pretty darn good Thursday evening forecast for you, too.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm not sure how good it's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be accurate. That's something we can definitely depend on. All right, if you're ready, I am. Let's go ahead and do the top three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the final aesthetic design concepts for the proposed Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and apartment development over Community Maritime Park will be reviewed next week. Inspired Communities of Florida meets with the Pensacola Planning Board on Tuesday to obtain its review on the proposed 15-story apartment building and 10-story hotel complex. The Planning Board gave initial approval for that complex back in March.
And fake weather news is beginning to surface across the internet, and a tropical depression is not stirring in the Gulf of America or in the Caribbean Sea. None of the reputable forecast models show a realistic chance of anything tropical forming in the Atlantic through mid-month. Hurricane season has gotten too commercial, and there are many bad actors out there trying to profit from simply scaring people.
Okay, here's your third story. Leaders from Escambia County and the city of Pensacola met this morning at the Committee of the Whole meeting to discuss the future of the old Baptist Hospital building. The talks, well, they targeted the topic of demolition. City of Pensacola planning to demo that site and turn it into housing. Mayor Reeves says this is an important project for both the city and the county.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right. Well, Northview High School has appointed Justin Raley as its new head baseball coach, following his role as an assistant coach at Jay for the past three seasons. Raley says he's previously coached many of the players at Ernest Ward Middle School and says he's eager to establish his coaching philosophy. He says he wants to foster competitiveness among his pitchers and resilience in his hitters, and he took the position with the support of his father, Dwayne Raley, encouraging him to pursue this opportunity.
It was a scary weekend for one Pensacola family. They were rescued from a partially submerged boat over the weekend. The Midway Fire District responded to a distress call after receiving reports of a vessel taking on water in the Santa Rosa Sound. The boat, occupied by two adults, two children, and the dog was there, was located south of Woodlawn Beach Road. All occupants were safely brought aboard the rescue boat before being transported to the Woodlawn Beach boat ramp.
And the Century Town Council is exploring options to repair and upgrade the town's splash pad, which has been non-functional for nearly a year now. Officials say repairs are being complicated by a lack of electricity due to a fire in the control panel at the nearby softball fields. Interim town manager Howard Brown has suggested obtaining quotes from licensed contractors. He says town staff may not be sufficient for the job.
Okay, the summer countdown's on over the National Flight Academy, where students in grade 7 to 12 can take learning to new heights with only a few spots remaining. Future aviators are encouraged to enroll now for one of the two remaining six-day summer sessions. Here they are, July 20th through 25th and July 27th through August 1st. Want some more information or want to register? Visit thenationalflightacademy.com. It is 4:15. Sure is. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Maybe some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that stuff, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 84 degrees right now, low of 77. Going to be about a 30% chance of showers that will slightly increase for your Friday, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida's going to need to pick a new governor next year. Could Democrats in the state turn once again to a former Republican to try winning the governor's mansion? Eben Brown has the report from Miami this afternoon.
David Jolly used to be a congressman from Florida. He also used to be a Republican who, starting in 2016, put himself solidly in the Never Trump camp. But as of earlier this year, Jolly is a registered Democrat and now he wants his new party to nominate him to run for governor next year.
What I do know from rooms like this is we're probably number one in knowing we want change. We want change.
Jolly speaking at a town hall meeting. Democrats haven't had a governor in Florida since Buddy McKay left office in 1999. Former Republican Governor Charlie Crist tried twice to run for the job again as a Democrat, losing both times. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Cuban detainees at Chrome Detention Center in southwest Miami-Dade are protesting President Trump's mass deportation efforts. Aerial footage from earlier today shows the migrants forming SOS with their bodies on the basketball court. They also spelled out Libre, which means free, and Cuba. The peaceful demonstration took place near guards.
Okay, we're learning more about the Tuesday rejection of Dr. Santa Ono as the next University of Florida president. Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to News Radio 92.3. Yeah, it was Ono's involvement and his past support of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs during his time leading the University of Michigan, his views on merit-based admissions, gender-affirming care, and his response to the COVID-19 pandemic have been identified as flashpoints among Florida's ruling conservatives.
And the recent rainfall in South Florida has taken a pretty big bite out of the drought. Extreme drought-like conditions have been reduced to only northwest Broward, southwest Palm Beach, and the Naples area. That's according to the National Drought Information System. Miami is considered abnormally dry.
You know, we're talking about, the hurricane season getting under full swing here and things. Here's something you need to think about, because you got time to think about it, as you potentially get ready to face storms this hurricane center or season. Don't forget to make sure your records are protected and accessible in a waterproof container. And don't forget to bring them with you if an evacuation is required. If you can't prove your identity and that you own your home and you were living in it when the disaster hit, FEMA can help you with the disaster assistance.
And lawmakers are back in Tallahassee to get a budget deal done in time for the new fiscal year, of course. But Governor Ron DeSantis says he has proposed a 25% pay raise for state firefighters, and the House did not have any money for that in their current plan, while the Senate does have some. DeSantis was in Palm Beach County to sign the Firefighter Health and Safety Bill into law. He says it strengthens Florida's commitment to the health and safety of firefighters by updating the Florida Firefighters Occupational Safety and Health Act.
Okay, a recently enacted law in Florida has been put on hold, actually, while the legal process plays out. John Saucier has more for us.
The law would ban social media accounts for young children. It was already signed by Governor Ron DeSantis last year and was one of the most restrictive social media bans in the country. Now U.S. District Judge Mark Walker has put it on hold while a legal challenge to the law plays out. This measure would ban social media accounts for anyone under the age of 14 and require parental permission for use by 14 and 15-year-olds. Multiple communications groups filed a lawsuit against this law. And in his ruling, Judge Walker says the law is most likely unconstitutional. John Saucier, Fox News.
And two people and a dog are said to be okay after escaping from a small plane that plunged into the Indian River in Melbourne Beach. Officials said the crash happened yesterday in the Indian River Lagoon. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says a Good Samaritan helped save everyone on board. The cause of the crash is still under investigation.
Yeah, banning those books. Back in the news today, a Florida school district is facing pressure from the state to remove certain books from their classrooms. Tampa Bay's Fox 13, Evan Moon, has those details.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer sent a letter to Hillsborough County Superintendent Van Ayers asking for immediate removal of what he calls patently pornographic books. The letter prompting a new round of hundreds of books to be reviewed or removed from classrooms, which board members say could cost $500,000. Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz also asked Superintendent Ayers down to Miami this Wednesday to explain why these books have yet to be removed in Hillsborough County. But parents disagree with the push.
Some of the books called out by the state include well-known titles like Call Me By Your Name and What Girls Are Made Of.
419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national headlines happening today right here on News Radio 92.3.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Hey everyone. You know, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. That felt good, huh? Just like that, we had a nice special sort of moment together. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They could be loud moments, goofy moments, sporty moments, dorky moments. Moments where we talk or walk or just hang out. It doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Stop by the Palafox Market Saturday mornings. Stroll and check out our local artisans' crafts and handiwork, locally grown produce, and freshly baked breads, goodies, and other foods. All along North Palafox from 9 till 2. Join the World Ocean Day celebration hosted by the Perdido Key Chamber at Perdido Key Community Center from 9 till 3. It's a day for all ages to explore and learn. More at visitperdido.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting afternoon going on today. Hope you're having a good one. Thanks so much for kind of letting us ride along with you today. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you this Thursday afternoon. More people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. Jenny Casola has the story.
New unemployment claims rose by 8,000 last week to 247,000. It's the highest level in 8 months. The number of people remaining on benefits continuing claims declined, but remained over 1.9 million in the reading for the previous week. The monthly employment report for May is released on Friday morning. Economists are estimating 130,000 new jobs created, with the unemployment rate remaining at 4.2%. There are signs of the job market cooling. Payroll processing company ADP reported just 37,000 new jobs created by private employers in May. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All right, look at the stocks today. Ending down ahead of the release of the May jobs report we just checked in on. Jerry Willis in New York City today with a report.
Stocks slip in choppy trading as investors eye trade and jobs data. At the close, the Dow down 108 points. The S&P off by 31, the NASDAQ down 162. Tesla dragged down both its S&P and NASDAQ as founder Elon Musk sparred publicly with the president about his big, beautiful bill. Tesla shares were down 14%. Meanwhile, the president discussing trade and rare earth materials in a call with China President Xi. The president describing negotiations as being, quote, in very good shape with China and the trade deal. All eyes tomorrow will be on the May jobs report. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
425, look at this. Austin Price back in looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. We did get a texter letting us know that there was a traffic issue with the light at 9th Avenue and Blunt Street. That was north of Cervantes. And the texter letting us know that drivers need to be careful because not all of them were treating it as a four-way stop. Thank you very much for texting us. You can always text into 850-437-1620. As for the other road issues, though, it's just congestion in our normal areas every time this afternoon. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 77. Tomorrow, going to have some rain chances lingering in the first half of your Friday, high of 88, low of 78.
You know, we were talking about, when you're talking about weather, and thank you for the snapshot, we're going to go look at the national scene here in just a second. The non-tropical low-pressure area, the National Hurricane Center, started monitoring earlier this week. Looks like it's going to move inland over South Carolina before it has a chance to even develop into a subtropical or tropical storm. The system was the first of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, which began, of course, last Sunday. Florida continues to see showers and thunderstorms over the peninsula, but isn't expected to see any further impacts from the low-pressure area. A wall of Saharan dust headed to Florida could hang around until the weekend. That's our local shot. Here's the national picture. Charleston, South Carolina, going through some real unpredictable weather. Here's Katie Byrne. She's there now.
It's either sunny or downpouring in Charleston on Thursday. Just depends on when you step outside. We've seen downpours sending people running for cover. In a matter of minutes, water flooded the streets near the Charleston City Market. Locals say weather like this, though, is part of living in the low country this time of year. Ahead of the rain, the city of Charleston sent crews out to clear storm drains. And along the Battery, a project raising the seawall 2 feet higher was just completed. And more are underway in an ongoing effort to protect Charleston's peninsula from flooding. In Charleston, South Carolina, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And the man accused in the anti-Semitic fire attack in Colorado appearing in court this afternoon, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, is accused of injuring 15 people and one dog by using a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails on a group calling for the release of Israeli hostages. His court appearance comes after a federal judge blocked the deportation of Solomon's wife and five children last night.
News Radio 92.3, former President Joe Biden is responding publicly to allegations that he was experiencing cognitive decline during his time in office, as the White House and House Republicans stepping up their investigations. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
President Biden's office tells us this. Let me be clear. I made the decisions during my presidency. I made the decisions about the pardons, executive orders, legislation, and proclamations. Any suggestion that I didn't is ridiculous and false. But the current President Trump ordered the DOJ with a new memo last night to investigate if former President Biden's aides abused the power of presidential signatures to conceal Biden's cognitive decline and assert Article 2 authority. There are now five more senior staffers being asked to appear for interviews about the president's mental health. Michael Donilon, Anita Dunn, Ron Klain, Bruce Reed, Steve Ricchetti.
And a woman's claim that she was discriminated against at work because she's straight is being revived by the Supreme Court. The justices ruled unanimously, and it could create an easier path in some areas of the U.S. for people in majority groups to bring discrimination claims. Marlene Ames sued the Ohio Department of Youth Services after a lesbian was given a promotion that she had applied for.
Yeah, but also to follow up, and her job was taken over by a gay gentleman. So that's where that all came about from. An official from ICE telling Fox News that agents made a record-breaking number of arrests for a single day on Wednesday. Brooke Taylor in Big D has more.
Trump administration officials have told senior ICE leaders to ramp up those deportation and arrest numbers because the current numbers are just not cutting it. Now, Fox News has been giving exclusive access to many of these operations, but they are ramping up drastically. ICE sources tell Fox they made a record-setting 2,300 arrests on Wednesday. It is still short of the Trump administration's target of 3,000 arrests per day. Out of Houston, ICE says 142 criminal aliens were deported to Mexico in just the past 2 weeks. Among them, 8 documented gang members, 11 convicted child predators, and a criminal alien who illegally entered the United States 21 times.
Okay, 429, News Radio 92.3. It almost seems like we hear this on a daily basis. Columbia University being accused of multiple Title VI violations by the Trump administration. Nate Foy has more from New York City.
The Trump administration is threatening to strip Columbia University of its accreditation. The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights notified the university's accreditor that Columbia is in violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act by failing to protect Jewish students on campus during anti-Israel protests. The Education Department found the school acted with, quote, deliberate indifference toward the harassment of Jewish students. Columbia says it addressed those concerns directly with its accreditor. It remains committed to fighting anti-Semitism on campus. If the school loses its accreditation, students there would no longer receive federal loans or grants. In New York, Nate Foy, Fox News.
The feud between President Trump and Elon Musk is intensifying. It started with Musk's heavy criticism of the president's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Musk wrote in a post on X, get rid of the disgusting pork in the bill. He also wrote that President Trump wouldn't have won without his support. President Trump then wrote on Truth Social, Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate. And he just went crazy.
Musk also posting Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. The Trump administration continues to ramp up its crackdown on illegal immigration. Fox's Brooke Taylor has details.
ICE sources tell Fox they made a record-setting 2,300 arrests on Wednesday. It is still short of the Trump administration's target of 3,000 arrests per day.
Democrats say some legal immigrants are also getting arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, Days of Our Milton. Once again, the City Council in Milton does not fail to deliver entertaining melodrama. And County Administrator Wes Moreno joins us. We talked about the possible sale of OLF8 and microtransit. The county is getting in the business of basically being an Uber system. For $250, you can call a van and use an app, and they'll deliver you where you need to go instead of taking the big buses, which might eventually phase out. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the final aesthetic design concepts for the proposed Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and apartment development at Community Maritime Park will be reviewed next week. Inspired Communities of Florida meets with the Pensacola Planning Board on Tuesday to obtain its review on the proposed 15-story apartment building and 10-story hotel complex. The Planning Board gave initial approval to the concept back in March.
Okay, fake weather news is beginning to surface across the internet. And no, Tropical Depression is not stirring in the Gulf of America or in the Caribbean Sea. None of the reputable forecast models show a realistic chance of anything tropical forming in the Atlantic through mid-month. Hurricane season has gotten too commercial. This is according to hurricane forecasters, just saying it's gotten too commercial. There are too many bad actors out there, and they say they're trying to profit from scaring people.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Leaders from Escambia County and the city of Pensacola met this morning at the Committee of the Whole meeting to discuss the future of the old Baptist Hospital building. The talks targeted the topic of demolition. The city of Pensacola is planning to demo the site and turn it into housing. Mayor D.C. Reeves says this is an important project for both the city and the county.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, Pensacola's back in the losing column after posting a 3-2 loss to Columbus Wednesday. They were back in the winning column for one day. So we enjoyed that. Wahoo's now 25-28 in the 2025 season. Today, game three of the six-game series against the Clingstones gets underway. First pitch goes out at 6:05 this evening.
And the Texas Longhorns, 21 outs away from winning the Women's College Softball World Series. The number 6 Longhorns took down the number 12 Texas Tech Red Raiders 2-1 yesterday in the game one of best of three series. Game two is tonight at OGE Energy Field at Devon Park in Oklahoma City. Both the Longhorns and Red Raiders are aiming for their first national championship in their respective programs' histories. First pitch is scheduled for 7 p.m.
I do like the NHL. Unfortunately, my team's not in the Stanley Cup this year, but game one of the Cup was a thriller. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Oilers dropped the first three games of last year's Stanley Cup final to the Panthers. It took them just one game to get into the win column in the rematch. The Oilers defeated the Panthers 4-3 in overtime in game one of the Cup final, with Leon Draisaitl playing the hero.
Here's McDavid!
That was courtesy of TNT as Draisaitl scored on a power play with less than a minute remaining in OT. Edmonton came back from two goals down, tying a franchise record with its third multi-goal comeback of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And a Kobe and Gianna Bryant mural that was recently restored is covered in graffiti again. The mural in downtown L.A. was vandalized again sometime this week, marking the second time it has happened in just about a month. The mural, called Mambas Forever, was restored to its original state this past Friday. The restoration project was funded by an online campaign, with Lakers star Luka Doncic donating the entire $5,000 needed.
Well, the NBA Finals begin tonight with a matchup between the Thunder and the Pacers. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are taking on the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Finals, which made me wonder, where did their team nicknames come from anyway? In 2008, when the Seattle Supersonics moved to Oklahoma City, they needed a new name and chose one that's a nod to the region. Thunder is fitting, not just as a reminder of the powerful storms they get in Tornado Alley, but to the OKC-based 45th Infantry, known as the Thunderbirds. As for the Pacers, that nickname seems to have come from the state's history with harness racing Pacer horses and the pace car used for the running of the Indianapolis 500. So grab the snacks and start your engines. Game one kicks off tonight. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yeah, game one of the NBA Finals can actually be found on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Coverage starts at 6:30. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, a legendary quarterback finally making a decision about his future. I know Austin is kind of ragged about this one. Joe Morgan has the details.
Four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers has informed the Steelers he plans to join the team for the 2025 season, according to multiple reports. Rodgers will reportedly fly to Pittsburgh on Friday ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. The move ends months of speculation after Rodgers was released by the Jets following two disappointing seasons. His first game in the black and gold against the Jets at MetLife Stadium in week one. Rodgers will now play for head coach Mike Tomlin as the Steelers continue to try and find an answer at the quarterback position. Rodgers is likely to be the fifth different week one quarterback in Pittsburgh in as many seasons. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could give my opinions on this, but I think I gave my opinions on it when everybody else was doing so a few months ago. This guy just kind of prolonged the inevitable. Everybody knew he was heading there, and now we just got this last-minute announcement that no one's surprised nor really cares about.
Oh, go ahead and tell it like it really is. And just go ahead. We'll wait for you.
I'll tell you this. I think the implications of the Steelers as far as their chance to win has not changed much. Maybe two games better at best. I don't think it's changed a lot.
It will be interesting. I cannot wait for the NFL season to get here. Bottom line is that. Okay, Boston's NHL team, get this one. A new leadership taking over in Beantown. Here's Jared Max.
The Boston Bruins have named one-time Bruins forward, 46-year-old Marco Sturm, as their new head coach. Third coach since November. Sturm will take over behind the Bruins bench next season to replace Joe Sacco. who had served as interim coach this season after the Bruins had fired Jim Montgomery 20 games into the season. Montgomery now the coach of the St. Louis Blues. Marco Stern played five of his 15 NHL seasons in Boston. Bruins general manager Don Sweeney said, "We were looking for a communicator and leader, someone who connects with players, develops young talent, and earns the respect of the room. Marco impressed us at every step with his preparation, clarity, and passion." The Bruins missed the playoffs this year for the first time in 9 seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Empower. Invest well so you can live a little at Empower.com. Remember when some said Juan Soto was miserable playing for the New York Mets? Those comments were dumb then and are even dumber now. The Mets currently have the most wins in the NL, the Soto shuffle has made a triumphant return, and in Juan's last 5 games, he's gone deep 3 times. So I guess we could all pump the brakes in the contrived dramatic storylines regarding the Mets star, because Juan Soto looks pretty happy to me in a Mets uniform. I'm Zach Gelb.
Empower. Jen has ordered a decadent seafood tower, king crab legs, lobster tails, and a waterfall of caviar. Pricey? You bet. But Jen worked with Empower on her savings and investment strategy and planned for splurges like these. She got good at money, so she can be a little bad. Ooh, champagne. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisor Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. OMG, those shrimps are really jumbo.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes. And
here's today's health news.
Okay, the secret to happiness may depend on your age. Confucius say? No. It's according to where you live. Very interesting findings here. I think you'll find this interesting. Teresa Crowley tells us new study findings.
You may be happy to hear that happiness improves with age. Research shows 88% of people in their 60s and 91% in their 70s or older describe themselves as pretty happy or very happy. But how do you get really happy? Waking up in a place that brings you joy? And Wallet Hub finds the greatest place for senior quality of living and happiness is Utah, also the healthiest state for older people. The stunning natural beauty of Idaho and supportive senior environment makes it second happiest, followed by Connecticut, which has the added attraction of cultural activities. But Utah seniors may have the true secret to happiness. 44% volunteer, the highest rate in the whole country. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And a new program has been able to detect the spread of measles through monitoring wastewater. Similar methods were used during the COVID pandemic, and now wastewater scan is helping to monitor water across 40 states. The increased monitoring comes as measles in the U.S. has reached high levels following an outbreak that started in West Texas. Cases have been reported in more than 30 states this year.
442 News Radio 92.3, a Chinese national accused of conspiring to smuggle toxic fungus into the U.S. made a quick appearance in federal court today. Christian Goodwin has the story.
Yuxin Jian, a 33-year-old scientist and student from China working as a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Michigan, is charged with conspiracy, smuggling, and making false statements. Federal prosecutors say her boyfriend, 34-year-old Zhang Yang Lu, also a scientist from China, was caught at Detroit Metro Airport smuggling Fusarium gramarium into the U.S., a pathogen that rots crops and can be used for agricultural terrorism, citing evidence they were given Chinese government funding. He is also charged but was denied entry into the U.S. The University of Michigan says it strongly condemns any actions that seek to cause harm, threaten national security, or undermine its critical public mission. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Wegovy use is rising among U.S. teens as the obesity crisis worsens. According to data shared with Reuters, more teens are increasingly turning to the weight loss drug as families and their doctors gain confidence in its use for younger demographics. Data found the average rate of teens beginning the treatment with the highly effective Novo Nordisk drug grew 50% last year to 14.8 prescriptions per 100,000 adolescents.
Well, Austin, there is a new possible treatment for autism that helps with language skills. This is very inspiring. Jonathan Serre has more information.
As with many autism patients, Oren has trouble absorbing folic acid, which is essential for brain development. Child neurologist Dr. Richard Fry has been testing the generic drug leucovorin as a way of helping the nutrient get through to the brain and says many patients see significant improvements in their language skills. It's been on the market so long, it's inexpensive, giving pharmaceutical companies less incentive to invest in the large clinical trials needed for leucovorin to improve communication in children with autism. Dr. Fry has published his findings in peer-reviewed studies and a book, but he hopes for additional outside research to confirm and expand on what may be a promising treatment for many children with autism.
Okay, 445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at our weather and local traffic together. I see rain is falling. Will this affect tonight's 6:05 first pitch over at Wahoo Stadium?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I'll look into it. But I will still, I do know this much. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Just giving it the eyeball test, it doesn't look like the weather is going to be too bad as far as canceling a game or delaying a game. I'm hoping it's not that much. Right now it's 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow with some rain chances, high of 88, low of 78. But as for the roads here, we do have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, and still got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard.
All right, there's your local snapshot. Going to the national look here. Parts of the Central Plains bracing for severe weather, while the Northeast sees very high temps heading into the weekend. That's the place. Adam Klotz has your Fox weather forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected across the Central Plains today. Thunderstorms may turn severe from the Dakotas to Oklahoma, bringing large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Flooding is also possible in areas hit by repeated storms. In the south, it remains hot and humid. Afternoon storms will flare out from Texas to the Carolinas. Some could produce heavy rain and frequent lightning, especially along the deep south and the Gulf Coast. The Northeast is experiencing its first significant heat of the season. Temperatures are soaring into the upper 80s and low 90s in cities like New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. Air quality alerts are in effect due to elevated ozone levels and wildfire smoke drifting in from Canada. That same smoke is mixing across areas in the upper Midwest, also lowering air quality. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the other two major averages fell today, spurred by a drop in shares from Tesla, the Dow falling more than 100 points, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq losing 162. Nintendo's Switch 2, the successor to one of its most popular consoles, went on sale today, and that led to big store openings across the country and reported shortages in some markets. The original Switch has sold more than 152 million units and is the second highest selling console in the gaming giant's history, behind the Nintendo DS. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week jumped to an 8-month high. Government data says initial jobless claims rose by 8,000 up to 247,000. U.S. crude oil futures for July are rising 0.6% above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Let's see, 448. Austin, this afternoon, once again, slipping right by. Have you noticed? It seems like these days are going by really quick.
Yeah.
As we
I mean, I'm not complaining about it.
Oh, I'm not either. But kind of slipping by here, 448 News Radio 92.3. Officials in Missouri moving forward with efforts to keep two professional sports teams in that state. Jared Max has the details.
Just before 2:30 a.m. local time Wednesday in Jefferson City, the Missouri Senate approved an incentives plan targeted to keep the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs and Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals from leaving the Show Me State. The Senate passed the bill 19-13. Last month, the bill stalled there. This time it passed. Now it goes to the Missouri House. If approved, it would go to Governor Mike Kehoe's desk. The incentives plan authorizes hundreds of millions of dollars for use to persuade the teams to remain in Missouri. Chiefs and Royals have a deadline at the end of this month to accept an offer to relocate across state lines to Kansas. Missouri hopes to keep both teams with new or refurbished stadiums. Jared Max, Fox News.
Oh, okay. So this isn't just your average relocation. It's not like I'm in Montana, now I'm going to Florida.
This is rivalry is what this is.
Yeah, this is like border war stuff.
You got it. And also the folks over in Missouri have Taylor Swift on their side, so that's something to think about as well.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
Kind of injunct a little bit of cash.
I wonder if she releases a statement on this.
Probably so. I wouldn't doubt that. Amazon announces a major investment to ramp up competition against rivals in AI. Carmen Roberts has the story.
Amazon is investing $10 billion to create data centers in North Carolina aimed at expanding its artificial intelligence and cloud computing technology capabilities. The huge expenditure in the Rockingham area is the country's latest move to better compete with rivals Google and Microsoft in the AI space. Amazon says the data centers will create at least 500 high-skilled jobs. It will also be a massive shot in the arm to a region where many textile and apparel jobs dried up a generation ago. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Procter & Gamble set to cut 6% of its workforce. The maker of Pampers diapers and Tide detergent will get rid of 7,000 jobs over the next 2 years as it restructures. Executives at a conference in Paris today said this approach is not new and is meant to accelerate the company's current strategy. In April, Procter & Gamble said it would raise the price of some of its products and it was set to make every move it could to offset the impact of tariffs.
You know, I was kind of looking at that, but you know, I was looking at some numbers, market numbers, before coming on here. You know what market you need to watch into?
What's that?
Depends. And I say that because Americans are getting older and the baby boomers are, the numbers are growing and growing and growing.
Right.
And depends come in pretty handy for some folks, you know,
yeah,
that have those problems. And so anyway, might want to watch that one. There's a Chris Bryan sneaker
philosophy.
For you.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, the nation's high court sides with Catholic Charities in a religious rights case over unemployment taxes. Jeff Manasso has those details.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a Catholic charity in Wisconsin doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes after the organization accused the state of violating the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the Catholic charities to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. The state of Wisconsin argued the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption, saying its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. It's one of a set of religious rights cases the High Court is considering this term, including religious objections to books in schools. Justices last month blocked public funding for religious charter schools in Oklahoma. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
452 News Radio 92.3. We've been talking about this, and not only us, it's making the news cycle around. President Trump announcing a travel ban to the U.S. for residents from 12 different countries, citing potential security concerns due to screening, vetting, those type of things. Really causing a mess. Here's the latest from Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
These adversarial nations will give them false identities and travel documents and then allow them into the country. And they're here many times to spy and to conduct activity that is not going to be helpful to us.
All right, 452, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this rainy 4 o'clock hour.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 heads up, Pensacola. A little bit of cars for you. Rick Ocasek and company there. Austin Price, looking at the weather. It's not pretty at all. And also the local traffic together. That's probably starting to build up in the negative category as well.
Assuming people aren't being careful out there. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spots, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. Keep those roads moving as smoothly as you can. As for the weather, 84 degrees. Low of 77 tonight with those rainfall chances bleeding into your Friday, where the high is going to be 88 with a low of 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Ann and Nancy Wilson are in the Happy Campers today. Of course, if you are musicians, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Heart, you know, from the band Heart. Well, the members of that band report stolen instruments and are offering big rewards for their return. Michelle Polino reports.
Rock band Heart is offering a reward for the safe return of two instruments that were stolen last weekend from a New Jersey venue. Just as the band was set to launch, it's an Evening with Heart tour. The theft happened at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. Among the items taken, a custom purple sparkle baritone Telecaster guitar made for Nancy Wilson and a vintage 1966 Gibson EM50 mandolin. Wilson said these instruments are extensions of her musical souls, adding the band just wants their instruments back, no questions asked. Led by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson, Heart, which came to fame in the late 70s, is known for their hits Magic Man, Crazy on You, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Get into B-rolls, does she?
speaking of late 70s bands with only one name, Nick Jonas is set to play Kiss frontman Paul Stanley in an upcoming biopic about the band. Deadline reports Nick will go through some vocal training to nail Stanley's voice. The film is titled Shout It Out Loud. It's projected to go into production by the end of this year or early next year, and there's no word yet on who will be cast to play co-lead singer Gene Simmons.
Listen, this is definitely a parental nightmare. You ready? Kid getting swept away on a luggage conveyor belt at the airport. I know I used to have to watch mine all the time. Don't get on the conveyor belt. Don't get on the conveyor belt. What do they do? Get on the conveyor belt. Fox's Jill Nato reports this really did happen, and it had police jumping into action.
A 2-year-old boy was swept away by the conveyor belt at the JetBlue ticketing counter at Newark Liberty International Airport. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey told Fox the child fell down a chute to the lower level and into a checked baggage room. That's when Port Authority police officers actually got onto the conveyor belt and followed him, reaching him just as he was headed to an X-ray machine. The Port Authority Police Benevolent Association says the officers went in without hesitation. The boy and the cops were not injured. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Yeah, we told you this was coming. Video game fans have been looking forward to the release of the next generation of the Nintendo Switch. It's finally here. Did you know some people in Pensacola camped out overnight?
Yeah, you and I were talking about that yesterday.
Waiting for this thing to have brought out the launch. And the, you know, it was all in the name of fun.
Yeah.
They said, it's summertime. What the heck? Well, you know, let's just take the lawn chairs out, fill up the cooler, and go sit out in front of this place, wait for them to open up. Well, Eamon Dickman has the details from New York City.
There have been some
waiting outside the Nintendo New York store since April. And before the actual release even happened, there were dozens of people waiting online for the Nintendo Switch 2. The next generation of the portable and home console that made a splash by being the first to really do both and do it well, this upgraded version will start with a library of 21 games and be backwards compatible with much of the Switch 1 games, while offering new controls, a bigger screen, and new accessories. Good luck in finding it, though. Some stores are refunding pre-orders due to a lack of stock. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Yeah, I've taken part in like midnight launches and stuff for games back when I was in high school. And it is. It's fun.
Album releases, parties, and things like that.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to this? I guess the crime. You don't want to go out late at night or so.
Well, because especially with video games, a lot of them are bought digitally now. Consoles are a bit different, but you also have to consider COVID and stuff may have scared people off from that.
All right. Wahoo's taking on Columbus, Georgia, that is. The Clean Stones are in town. They'll throw that first pitch at 6:05 this evening. Hey, hope you're having a great afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.